Give me verse 1. Start from verse 1. Ecclesiastes 3. Are we projecting? To everything, there is a season. Somebody say, to everything, there is a season. And a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything, please bring back verse 1, please. To everything, there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 2. A time to be born. And a time to die. Now, don't be afraid. Some people don't want to read a time to die. The Bible says, teach me to number my days, that I may apply my heart to wisdom. So death is not, death will not come to us unawares. Every man on earth has, some people call it three seasons. Three capital seasons. Some say it's four. The morning season of that man. Now, when you come to normal weather, you have rainy season in Nigeria and you have what? Church, answer me. You have rainy season and you have what? Please sit down. Sit down. You have rainy season and what? Is that how it is abroad? What do you have? You have, please, let's take it easy. We have what? Winter. If you know it very well, when is winter abroad? Eh? Eh? You said? On the country. The continent. Okay, let's say the continent of Europe. December. November, December, January. Okay, after winter we have what? Summer. When is summer? Summer is June, July, August. Then you have autumn. When is autumn? Autumn. February, March, May. There is another guy we are missing. Spring. When is spring? Eh? Eh? Before summer. Okay. Now, that's the four seasons. But you will understand that there are three capital seasons that you have, like in nations of the earth. Because over time, between spring and summer, there is an overlap. So three are majorly recognized. But even if there are four. So every man on earth has three seasons of his life. The first season is the assimilation season. It is between 1 to 25. This is the learning stage where you are supposed to learn everything. Like at this point, someone that should go to the university has graduated, because you have first 3 years nursery, 6 years primary, another 6 years what, secondary, and then that is 366. If you plus it, did I get it right? 18. It should be something 18. Nursery 1 to 3, 6. Primary 1 to 3 to 6. 6 years. 6 years. It should be 18. It should get us to 18. Okay, of course, you should start school at 3. Nursery 1 is supposed to start at 3, so it should be 18. Then when you have 3 preliminary stages where the child has informal education, the child, then you have, the child begins education properly at the age of 3 and then goes on to 6, primary 1, on to 12, JSS 1, on to 18, SS3. And at that 18, the child is expected to get admission to study a course. Let us say it's medicine. 7 years. So at 25, the child must have exited or is about to exit his or her mourning season. Immediately you leave your mourning season, pay attention to this. You come to your afternoon season. Afternoon season is your success season, is your exploit season. This is when you begin to become successful from what you've learned. Then that lasts from 25 to 50. That's why 50, they call it what, jubilee. You get it, I give you a scholarship. What jubilee? Golden jubilee. Then from 50 to 75. Now, first 25 is the morning season. Second 25 is the afternoon season. The third 25 is supposed to be give it back season. You have become successful at this age, then you are training the next generation, giving back what God has given you. At this point, you are ready to retire. But look at what is happening. There are a lot of people that in their night season are still doing the activity of the morning season. Now, pay attention. God is the God of time. If you miss any of this, it doesn't mean that God has left you. But you must know that there is no more time. So when we read a time to be born and a time to, somebody say, we read die. If you have lived well, death shouldn't be a challenge. Look at how Bunky slipped into eternity. A wise man liveth inheritance for his children and for his children's children. A wise man, wisdom. So everything you are doing now has time attached to it. If you are playing football, can you play football at 50? Professional football. What of 40? Eh? That yes is for Nigeria. Do you know why Nigerians fade out in football? A lot of them we know is 38 years. They go to rise 16. So they play with 16, under 16. When those under 16 now start picking up their form, because those guys, they don't lie over there. When they start playing well from 16, 17, 18, 19, Papa that is 36 is approaching 41. It's like his success span is too short. You won't see him again on the scene. About Femi Martins, don't you know how old he said he is in football? Even Tina is 34. That grandfather, if anybody tell you, will you believe? He's 34 years. Even now, Okocha has not reached 41. No. I think he's still 39 or 40. Football age. Jeju, and then I'm how old? Jeju Okocha, that we started hearing of when we immediately entered JSS1. Kan Wanko, I think he's 39 years or 38, football age. Some of them are sharing the same boundary with my father's age. Okay, that's not what we want to talk about. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh. Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Now, the first thing I spoke was not planned. Now, bring back this verse for our scripture today. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Can I explain this scripture for you? Please, should I explain it? Should I explain it? Good. Give me verse 4 again. In another translation. A time to cry. And now, this word "and" is a correlating conjunction. But this word "and" in Hebrew translation is a transliteration of "and or." Obi and Adakom. Obi and or Adakom. Now, is in bank, there is, when you open a corporate account, there is something that is called, mandate. That is, if you are three in number, you can give mandates how it should be signed. There is one that is called either to sign mandate. Now, when you see a time to weep, a time to cry, bring it back, and a time to laugh, it is not necessarily that you will cry. What you do in your season determines if you are going to cry or laugh. Those who abuse their season will choose the first option. This is really in parentheses. It is choose one of the above or all of the above. Am I talking to somebody here? So when you see a time to cry, that word "and" is an or. A time to laugh. So when, take me to verse 1. When you understand your season, flow in your season, you won't cry. You'll be laughing. Anyone that has missed his or her season will cry. Did I just talk to somebody? For everything, give it to me, King James. Give it to me, King James. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose. It means the purpose God has given to you is not forever. If you are going to make money as a young man, this is the time. If you are going to be useful as a young woman, this is the time. If you don't get useful, by the time we come to verse 4, there will be options. But you are not the one that chooses this option by just wanting to choose it in verse 4. You choose it by your activity in verse 1. Is anybody understanding? It is what? Your activity in verse 1 that chooses it. Now, if you are here, like Uncle Abraham, that didn't start well. Uncle Abraham is 75. There is another season that is called the midnight season. That is 75 to 100. Uncle Abraham at his midnight season discovered purpose. It is not late. Anytime you discover purpose, maybe you made mistakes. Maybe you've done things in your life that are terrible. Maybe you've not lived well. You've wasted years. Should you kill yourself? No. There is a provision for you. Elijah the Tishbite was 70 years old. Ahab was 40. Elijah heard the sound of rain. He told Ahab, go. Ahab was going on a chariot. And then Elijah, when the hand of the Lord came upon him, took his garment, stuck it in, went on barefoot and overtook a man on a chariot, a younger man on a chariot. Now, this means that when age is no more on your side, old age has set in, what you need to do is that you need a hand of supernatural speed. This hand comes by covenant and marriage, covenant relationship. Once this hand rests upon you, even if you are 70, you will overtake a man that is 40. No one is understanding it. Am I talking to somebody here? At this time, somebody that is late becomes the latest. She talked to you. Obama became a president at 40. In fact, in his early 40s, he was getting ready to be done with presidency at 40. Trump became a president at what age? 70. Is it 70 what? I think 70, 73 or something. Now at 80 or thereabout, Trump will be coming down as the US president. Trump started late. Obama started early. What matters is that two of them arrived presidency. Abraham started at 75. By 75, he was still in his father's house, eating mama thank you. But at 75, he had an encounter with God that said, hey, get up. Leave your father, leave your mother. Go to a land I will show you. And then he got up. And then he suffered another delay in his life. Got married. God said, I'm giving you a seed. He didn't get this seed until another 25 years. But at 100, generations that have passed, generations that are present, generations that are to come are still mentioning the name of Abraham. It is not about how you arrived or when you arrived. It is about arrive first. Somebody say arrive first. Sorry, say arrive first. Somebody say arrive first. You may not have married at 25. You may not have married at 26. You may not have married at 30. You may not have married at 35. But marry your man. You will be happier than someone that married at 21 and didn't marry her man. You didn't hear what I said. I don't care the delay that you have suffered. And let me even say this. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Should I say it? Are you going to understand it? Wherever you suffer delay, that's where your glory is. Satan doesn't fight empty battles. When Satan began to fight Hannah about giving birth to a child by name Samuel, we later saw why Satan was fighting. Because this child would rise to become an installer of kings, a voice to nations. Satan didn't bother to fight the children of Peninnah because none of their name is written in the chronicles of men. You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said. So when God fights marriages, a lady fights you, when Satan, sorry, fights you to a standstill in your marriage, watch it. There is glory in that marriage. It doesn't mean it won't happen. There is glory there. It is you that keep on saying, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done this. Yes. Come to the carpenter shop. The Bible says, in the last day, I will send the spirit of the carpenter. What does a carpenter do? He knows how to use pieces of wood. Pieces of what? I've shared this story here. I called a tailor. My trousers torn somewhere here. Little. So I called the tailor. These Obioma people that carry whatever. Manual. The guy came, I said, how much? He told me the price. He said, okay. So I said, okay, stitch it, let me. He said, okay, it's not a problem. He opened it up a little, opened it up a little. The next night, he said, why? He tore it. I said, what is wrong with you? How can you tear my trouser like that? He said, relax. I said, I gave you trouser to stitch up, and then you are tearing it. He said, if I stitch it up like that, it will be rough. Wait, I know what I'm doing. So he began to sew it. By the time he was done sewing it, he said, can't you see there is no difference between here and here? He said, if I don't tear it, I can't stitch it up. Sometimes you come a little broken. God looks at you. He breaks you the more. And you cry. You cry. What is happening to my life? What is happening to my marriage? What has happened? Most times, you are forcing yourself to get married. You don't know that your husband is not ready. Hi. What did I say? That your husband is what? He's not ready. God is preparing him. If God gave you that husband when you asked him to give it to you, that man would have killed you. God is taking the man through encounters. When you come to the Lord, you will understand that all things fit into his plan, including your delay. How do I change my season? If I should be in the third season and I'm in the fourth season, if I should by now be doing mighty things and I see myself still being a burden, what do I do, man of God? Tell me how to change this season. I know I have been backward. When we went to school, there was a man they used to call Papa. At that time, when I was about 19, I entered school at 18. The man was 41. Very calm man. He will always come. Wasn't making noise with others. He will always come and sit down quiet. Say, Papa, good afternoon. Everybody, including lecturers, we are respecting him. But the difference between him and us is that he was reading more than us. Because the experience has taught him to be quiet. And by the time we left school, he was the best. But the good part of it is that you have BSc in biotechnology. He has BSc. No one knows when he got his BSc.
You didn't hear it.
No one would dare to ask. The last time we met, he's currently doing his PhD. I left school 2008, 11 years ago. I left school and has not added one feather to my wing. The man left the same 11 years, had two masters, one in microbiology, another one in public health, and then he's currently pursuing his PhD. After I met him, I went and picked form to do my master. I said, what is this? The same man we are calling Papa, before I gain admission, he's already writing his thesis. Before I gain admission to do my PhD or my master's, must have been a PhD holder. Do you know why? When he saw time was no more on his side, he entered the speed lane. Let me show you how you can enter the speed lane. Have you lost seasons? Have you lost seasons? Have you? This is not where you are supposed to be. Your mates have gone beyond you. Excuse me. More of your mates are in the mortuary than you know. In life, you'll always see people that are ahead of you. You'll see people that are behind you. Maybe seasons have passed. Times have passed. Then, ask him, what do I do? There is a conversion currency that converts seasons. Actually, man, someone can drop two seasons once. You can move from morning and arrive night. God can use 5 years and give you everything you need the morning and the afternoon and push you to your night. You are not hearing what I'm saying. Mark Zuckerberg, where would you say the young man is? He's in his afternoon season, but he's already in the night. He said he's about to retire in the next 3 years. He wants to retire. Early 40s. How do you explain that one? The speed of light. Can I talk to somebody here? So God in 5 years can give someone all that person needs. If you are here, your wife has not given birth. Stop murmuring. There is something. Now you will know is that the child that opens your womb, after there won't be another barrenness. Immediately Samuel came. Hannah wasn't barren again. There is something Satan is afraid of. And that power of barrenness is broken in the name of Jesus. When children delay to come that way, pay attention to them. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. What did I say? Pay attention to those children. They are not from here. Now I will show you how to break the chains, the guard lock of delay. How do I switch seasons? Because oftentimes people have asked me, wherever I preach this message, people have asked me, man of God, my season. I discovered that by now, at 50, a man met me, a security person. I finished preaching in Futo. He was a security, hearing my message, and came, took a seat, sat with the students. He came and said, I'm 53. I'm still a security person. He said, now I know that I'm not even in my mourning season. I am in my darkness season. You say, what do I do? I said, there is one thing to do. But first, you must believe you can. Abraham started at 75 and became great. Samuel started as a child and became great. Two of them arrived greatness from different age rates. No one can delete the greatness of Abraham because he started at 75. Am I talking to somebody here? Samuel began early. Abraham started late. Moses began late. Elijah began late. Gideon started late. Rahab started terribly late. Mary Magdalene began late. Most of God's choice people have always been those that are backward, so he can show the world that the battle is not to the strong, the race is not to the swift. It's not of him that will it, nor of him that run it, but of God that showeth mercy. Somebody say amen 3 times.
Amen. Amen.
What do I do, man of God? Look at what to do. Jeremiah 30:19. I will pray from here. What do I do to change my season? And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. God. Out of them shall proceed. Because one common thing when you are not in your season is that you begin to murmur. You see yourself as inferior. I've been to a place that when I was in children department, ACM, Anglican Children Ministry, I wasn't reading Bible. One day I stood up to read and I said Jesus was born in a manga. They laughed me to scorn. There was a young man I would be talking with people. He said, get out of this place. You are smelling. Because I used to carry granules to that place. So one day the young man told me, you are smelling. Your level is not here. Then we are living in flats then. If you understand what flat is then, 1996. It's like living in a twin duplex now. I was selling granules. We were using iron buckets to go to toilet. I was wearing one cloth. I didn't know I was smelling. But how will I not smell? Is it even possible not to smell when you have one cloth? You wash it in the night and then you wear it in the morning when it is not dry. And then I will come to church, come before them, use my whatever, the pieces of clothes on my head and then cover the thing. When we are done around after 7, my father wouldn't have been in church. Because how dare you come back to the house by 8 in the night? You must wait until after 10 because that's when the market sells. So he told me that. He said, get out of this place. You are smelling. I went by the side. I grew up with inferiority. Anyone that met me there knew that I couldn't talk with people. I saw myself more inferior than others. That's why the boldness I have today came from God. It's not something that came from my family line. And if you see how bold I am, you will know it is God that gave it to me. I was in fury. I couldn't speak with people. The school I went to, it was the school of our level. You go to school anytime you want. How you are, if you are giving the best agriculture student, it is because you plucked mango for auntie. We come to school and then we keep our bag. Auntie will give us things to hawk. You can hawk for auntie. Sell for auntie, the teacher. You come to school anytime. That's the school I went to. Primary 1 to 6. When it was time to go to secondary school, I went to where people were abandoned. Anybody that is case has gotten to a very high minded madness. That is where they went to. Nike Grammar School. If they heard you are going to Nike, I said, ha, okwandinti ike. That's where I went to. And I was trekking to school from Obiagu to Ababa every day, to and fro, for 4 years until my SS1. Life didn't give us a chance to know we can be important. But something happened. I met Jesus. And then I saw that at this point, you may murmur. Why did I come from this family? You will see other children privileged. He go to holiday, what? To where? Who is that uncle? And I can't go uncle. Which, what? No, you visit nowhere. In fact, the only holiday I went to, my auntie, 4 a.m., I used to wake up around after 5 in my house. But this one, 4 a.m. Oh, lack of worship. And we used to come back very late, after 11 to 12. 4 a.m. Sleep is in your eyes. She wakes you up and you start going to Ava. If you know that place, in Ababa has opened up 97, 98, 99. Very cheek island. Cold. Eh? Your teeth will be shaking. And then we start, you know, connecting pipe and then spraying to her green. That's what she was doing. And then from that place, you take the green that we are going to sell. So I left my house, hawking granite, to go and sell green. I decided to tell my auntie that I have typhoid. She said, how do you know you have typhoid? She said, I will give you drugs. I said, there is a kind of drug my father used to give me. I announced on the phone that there was a I ran back. I said, selling granite is better. Because already I had customers that from time to time can say, hey, Ngwa, take this. That one is an... That's the kind of place we came from. So murmuring was common. Why did I come from here? But if you find yourself in a place of great darkness, it is because you are a great light. You didn't hear it. If you find yourself in a family that has great darkness, it is because you are a great light. If the darkness is greater, it is because you are a greater light. If anybody brings candle here, there is no need for it. Am I talking to somebody here? Why God put you where there is darkness is because there is light you have to shine. You must discover it. Somebody say, here! There is job to be done. Work to do. Have you woken up and your father is still sleeping and you start looking at your father and you start saying, why did this man give birth to me? Why not these ones? When we were selling in Polo Park, it was Polo Park then, not ShopRite, several years ago. We used to sell there when they were doing sports and all of that. They have started doing some little things, ice cream and all of that. I didn't drink anything cold in my life until 2002. 2003 was my first time of testing 5 Alive. 2003. Who gives you meat? My father authorizes us to go to wedding receptions and pack rice. When you hear rice, it's not that you will see it and you tell the people, give us rice. And they will put in a plate for you. And then you take and bring another one. We mean when reception is done, the rice that they remain, you remove the bones and keep pouring it in a polythene. That's this thing that this crunches sell a kilo, 100 naira for dogs, because it is mixed with bones. We would come back with it, pour it in a pot and begin to eat it. And for 5 days we are still eating it. It turns to ukwa. That's how terrible it was. But there is something I discovered earlier. At this point, you are bound to complain. When you complain, you quench your light. There is something that puts the light aflame. Listen, God does nothing outside purpose. There is a reason He planted you in that family. He planted you to be the bread of the breadless, to be the hope of the hopeless, to be the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, to be the speaking tongue of the dumb.
God has put you there to lighten your family. Stop complaining and rise up to the occasion. Rise up to the responsibility. There is a light you are bearing that the earth cannot quench.
Who would have known that a boy like this, I was driving, I think some days ago, I stopped in that place we used to sell granite and saw my men there. I intentionally stopped. They didn't come because they didn't know the car. They knew me with a particular car. I stopped and all of them rallied. Chairman, I said, stop that. Which chairman? Chairman from where? What are we cheering? I said, Alpha. They said, fine. In that place, I told one, what is, no? Say, my wife, you know. I said, you are married. I shook him. Say, yes. Say, but senior, there is, you know, house rent. I said, how much? He said, 14,000. I said, it means you are still living there. That's the only place 14,000 can do house rent. He said, yes. I said, okay, I'm going to give you some money. Pay that house rent, but pay for 2-3 months. Then in January, get a place. I'm not talking about a flat, a self-con. Then you can start. I said, okay. I sent his account number to someone. I don't do transfer. And then they sent him 40,000. Didn't cause a bank account. I had cash on me. I gave them some money. I was driving out of that place and I started crying. I remember where we came from. But when this time happens, that wealth is not to be accumulated, it is to be distributed. God said to Peter, when you are helped, help others. When you are strengthened, strengthen others. Bring it back now. When you begin to thank God, don't complain for where you are. There is something that plagues people in this realm. It is complaint when time has been wasted. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. He said, when you do that, I will multiply them. He said, and there shall not be few, which means there we are few. And I will glorify them, and there shall no more be small, which means that we are small. So at this point, you are small. At this point, age has gone. At this point, your money is few. Don't complain. Thank God that you have life. And thank God who has capacity to move you through seasons ahead and to make you a blessing to your generation. It's not time to sorrow. My life is a testimony that there is no story God cannot change. My life is a testimony. If you have made mistake before, I've made worse. Maybe not worse, but we are in the same place. As a pastor, I've masturbated for years. You didn't hear what I said. Masturbation. For years. Masturbated. Until I've been walking. Dizziness. 3 times in a day. Do you know what it means to lose blood 3 times in a day? When we are in a program in Nsukka, Omueda in Nsukka, where they told us to come and empty an entire shrine. The prayer was to start in the night. In the evening, they gave me water to bathe in a thatched house, bath house. I went there and the spirit visited me. Spirit of masturbation that followed me from where I was. And I started masturbating where I was supposed to carry terms. That was when I knew that I'm helpless. That's why I don't condemn you. Even if you're a homosexual, they may not know. People may not know. The pool you've had that dragged you into it. How you are trying to come out. That's why Jesus never condemned anyone. The Bible says, for we have such a high priest who does not insult our weakness. For he himself was weak. He understands our weakness. He has been here before. He's the one that explains to God the Father more. God the Father is, he said, no. Mpacheru, ever had easy. Okwebeni said, that place is not easy. Give your son a little more time. That's why even Mary Magdalene, Jesus could look at her and then start shedding tears. And she broke her alabaster box. You never can know why people like at Independence are doing prostitution. You think you are righteous. It is by grace you are righteous. It is not by your power. You don't know there is a pool that took them there. You don't know a lot of them were heartbroken by men. Of course, there is no excuse to sin. But you are not the most righteous person. I know where you took us from. where he brought us from.
Is it in terms of how critical your case is? I had an infection, Staphylococcus aureus, that stayed in my body for 12 years. I sat before a doctor that had semen analysis, and he said, you have no sperm cell, you can never father a child. When I proposed my wife in 2008, I told her, I can never father a child. She said, I will marry you like that. Told her, I'm impotent. I can't make love to you and you will enjoy it. And I will tell you the strategy we say we are going to devise. Because I will wake up in the morning, there is no erection. I never saw erection for years. More than 10 years, not once. My spermatozoa was destroyed. Doctor said, you can't father a child. Today, I have children. I am a pointer that God can turn a mess to a message. Why have you been through what you are through? It is the kind of thing we are doing so that tomorrow you can tell someone. You can wait on God and be rewarded. God wants to make your mess a message. And then turn you to a messenger that will go meet other people that are in mess and show them how God can answer prayer. Didn't take any drug. God visited me with children. People are now asking me to slow down. A man that was told you can never father a child. Your case is not hopeless. Age has not passed yet. If God can use rehab, no matter the sin you think you've committed, in fact, you are the one God is looking for. If God can use Mary Magdalene, Peter was still there saying, this woman should not be with us. She's not an apostle. Jesus bypassed Peter to preach the first gospel of resurrection from the mouth of a harlot. In fact, Mary Magdalene preached to Peter. It was what Mary Magdalene saw that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote. None of them saw it. And then the tomb was empty. Did they see it? It was Mary Magdalene that saw Christ tattered because he was resurrected tattered. And then they thought it was one of the gardeners. And then they said, gardener, have you seen where they took my master? Jesus turned and said, Mary. She could recognize the voice. She screamed, Rabboni! Is this you? And she ran to touch Jesus. Jesus said, don't touch me. Because I have blood I've not taken to the master. I'm taking it to God in heaven, the altar in heaven. He said, go and tell the apostles that I, Christ, am risen. The same people that say that Mary shouldn't come close, God chose to preach the gospel through him. Mind how you are looking down on people. Your curse is not hopeless. Turn to the instrument of thanksgiving. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that marry. When you begin to thank him in that pain, you will begin to marry. He said, then there shall no more be few. There will no more be small. Stand to your feet wherever you are. Thanksgiving is key. I know you are not where you are supposed to be. You've been backward and retarded and delayed. You've cried to heaven. Seems like answers have not come. No, help is on the way, sister. As a young man, you are here. You've made many mistakes. Yes, we know. You made many mistakes. Even to the point of wasting all the money you were given. You can start small again. Jesus still mends the broken heart. I've not come this morning to preach to perfect lives. Jesus didn't leave heaven to the earth for saints. Jesus left the heaven because there was an aberration in a relationship between God and man. He said, I've not come to seek those that are healthy. Why I'm called the greatest physician is because I've come for those that are unhealthy. That's why he went and chose men that made all manner of mistakes. Peter denied him 3 times. And then Peter wanted to kill himself. He told Peter. He didn't remind Peter. He didn't with his mouth tell Peter, you later denied me now. He didn't tell Peter that. He confronted that denier with the message of love. Do you love me? Peter said, I love you. He said, feed my flock. He said, "You love me." Peter said, "I love you. You know I love you." He said, "Feed my sheep." He said, "You love me." Peter said, "Master, you know." Peter didn't know that because he denied him three times, he needed to ask that question three times to cancel it. He said, "You love me." He said, "I love you." He said, "Feed my sheep." He said, "When you are strong, as you are strong." He said, "Do what? Strengthen others. Don't condemn them, strengthen them." Because anything that can make you to deny me three times can make a lady to do harlotry. Anything that can make a pastor, a preaching pastor, to masturbate preaching can make a lady stand along the salah to be a harlot. Any force that was able to overcome somebody that gave his life to Christ, was praying, can even overcome a sinner in a greater way. Why will I condemn anyone? Did I make myself righteous? I'm not even righteous. We are walking towards perfection. There are things in my life I need God to purge. I need God to take hold of my life. Who are you to judge another man's servant? Who are you to place judgment on another man's son? You are a homosexual. You've been trying to fight. 2020 will not be the same. Jesus loves you. Yes, how you are. And he wants you to change your ways. He doesn't condemn you. There are a lot of people that have said the judgment of God is coming on you. You will have cancer and die. No, that's not the message. If you repent, all things are passed away and all things have become new. Even if there are diseases you contacted by that, God forgives you. Somebody say, homosexualism. You have sinned against the Holy Ghost. Who knows the sin against the Holy Ghost? You don't know, because there is no sin that has not been committed. God took away that sin from earth. There is no sin against the Holy Ghost. It is a mystery that was hidden. Even if there is a sin against the Holy Ghost, what came close to it is somebody that was once a Christian going back to serve idols. It is not homosexualism. It is not lesbianism. You are not too far from God. In fact, the more sinful you are, the closer you are to grace. He came to die for you. He left the earth. If you were the only person on earth, he would have still died. He loves you so much that you are written in the palms of his hand. Even though you are a homosexual, he wants you to change your ways. He wants you not to continue the way you used to live. You are into robbery and doing all manner of things. Jesus loves you. You are into Yahoo. You've even bowed down to shrines and idols. Jesus loves you. You can return and then get his mercy. I preach this message because we all that stand here, none of us is perfect. We are running towards perfection. And it is only grace that will take us to heaven, not because we are qualified for it. Is anyone ready to say, "Lord, because I know your love, I've seen it firsthand, I give you my all"? All you need to do, bow down your head where you are. Talk to heaven. He's your father. Don't speak so somebody will hear the sin you've committed. That person by your side may be more sinful than you think. Speak to him. Tell him to change you. Tell him to transform your life. Tell him to wash you. Maybe you've been an abusive husband. Anger. Oh, it is Satan causing that. Jesus loves you. Look at that beautiful woman you are abusing. He wants you to return. It also goes to how you are maltreating your mates. They are also the image of God. Ask him for mercy. It is from the depth of my heart, Holy God, we bless your holy name. Mighty Jesus, we magnify your name. Evermore, we lift your name higher above other names. It is from the depth of my heart. Religion has taught us. They have told us that pastors are perfect. They have told us that a certain people, there is no sin in them at all. They are all righteous. But Christ is telling us that we need his grace to live for him.
Jesus died for even the sins you are yet to commit. All you need to do is to appropriate the forgiveness, and then he will forgive you. Lord, I give you my life. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Somebody say, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Somebody say,
Lord, I give you my
I give you my